September 15th, 2015, the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Our Lady comes as Our Lady of Sorrows. Before her are two paths. One is narrow and filled with obstacles and dangers. Wild beasts are on it. The other is more inviting, wider, no danger that is apparent. Our Lady says, "Praise be to Jesus." The wider path you see does not seem to hold immediate danger, but many of its dangers are hidden. It seems to lead to salvation. But once on this path, the soul is assaulted by Satan's deceit and is in grave danger. This path does not lead to salvation. The narrow path, though under attack, leads to heaven. See the angels ready to assist the ones who make the choice of following this path. Now the path to heaven is lined with angels. The wider path that seems easier to follow opens on to Satan's snares and pitfalls. So it is I suffer yet today for those of my children who make poor choices, choices which lead away from their salvation. I cannot choose for them or oppose their free will. Mankind has been given every grace to enable him to make the right choices, choices which lead to heaven and around every obstacle. But even when a most obvious grace, such as this apparition, is placed in the midst of the world, it is opposed, disbelieved, and the truth is concealed by lies. Yes, my heart mourns, along with the most mournful heart of my son, for those who foolishly choose the wrong path and travel it wholeheartedly, many with a pharisaical spirit of self-righteousness. Dear children, return to the truth of the difference between good and evil. Influence those around you to do so. Hasten to your conversion. Scripture suggestion to read by spiritual advisor, Matthew 7:13-14. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy, that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Scripture verses suggested to be read by spiritual advisor.